Okay, I definitely wasn't expecting this many people in here, but I am recording this, so if you don't want to have your voice recorded, then don't speak up. Simple as that. I will be watching Elysium as well, so if you want to ask any questions in Elysium instead of miking up, that's absolutely fine. I don't really have an agenda for this at all. So I haven't been with Goonswarm that long myself. I joined about 18 months ago now. So I've only actually been on one deployment with Goonswarm previously myself, but I know for a fact it was confusing as fuck. And I had a lot of questions, particularly about what the hell am I meant to be doing? What am I meant to do on capital move ops? What am I meant to be doing on move ops in general? Why are we doing this? So I wanted to just quickly throw in this little session here where people can ask any questions that they want to ask, any questions that I can't answer. Hopefully someone else will be able to. There's a lot of people who've been around for a lot longer than I have on this. So fire away. The only thing I would say, just to get us all started, is just pop an M in Elysium if you haven't moved any ships yet. So if you haven't joined any of the move ops yet. Apple Pear, you're bad. Okay, so it looks like most people have moved. Some of you still haven't. So for those of you who haven't, I would definitely recommend getting on move ops as early as possible. I was a little bit late on the return back from the last deployment, and I struggled to get on move ops because they start becoming less frequent as move ops go on or as time goes on. So get on as soon as you can. There is one in less than an hour, so make sure you're on that one if you can be. And we're going to keep going with this Q&A until then anyway. Other than that, does anyone have any burning questions before I start waffling off random shit that I thought was useful?
I have one, not a question.
Go for it, Jack.
If you move ships, always take the move ops. You will die if you try to go alone.
Yep, I can definitely be a testament to that. I lost my first dread, thinking I could safely move myself. It's only one gate, it'll be fine. And it was not fine. And that was when I only owned one capital as well, so that was a painful loss for me, losing my first dread at like 3 o'clock in the morning. There is a lot of move ops, and it's always easy just to jump on a move op. Like, don't try and move yourself. Even if you think you're safe just moving in like one of your clones in a shuttle, you're gonna die. Like, I was moving an empty clone out there just because I wanted to get one of my Gooniversity ults out there, and it died twice en route. I didn't mind because it wasn't worth anything, but it just doesn't work. So if you can, move out with move ops or wait until the next one. Don't try and move yourself. On the refueling side of things then, so there is a link in CapSwarm, for those of you who are in CapSwarm, to request them. But basically, I'll find the link now. But basically, it's a simple case of creating a contract for whatever types that you need, and same for later down the line when you start using your Stronts and stuff like that as well. You can put those on, and you will contract it to GSF posting, logistics and posting reserve. And I've just found the link as well, so I'll pop that in Elysium.
Be aware it might take a few days before the fuel is there, so don't. You will get fueled up, but it might take a few days.
Yeah, if you haven't moved to capital yet, like, take some extra. Like, I brought a fuck ton of spare just to allow for time. Because the last thing you want is to suddenly need to jump somewhere and not have any fuel because you've only just put up your fuel contracts. And get in the habit of doing it as soon as you get to Desto as well, or as soon as you finish your fleet, because you will forget, and the next time that capitals are pinged for, you will have no fuel. Also, speaking from experience, because I've done that one before as well.
Also, as soon as you end up in staging, empty your capital. So remove all the ships you had, just put it in your fleet, in your hangar. So if there is at one point a capital op, you don't forget to remove all your subcaps, and then you get killed, and then all your subcaps get killed, etc. Just avoid that, and as soon as you land in staging, empty out your capitals.
Something that has been coming up quite a bit, term as well, I've seen it a few times now, but it's been asked in different corps and different channels, is about crabbing. So we are going to war, so crabbing shouldn't be the first thing people are thinking about, but also some of you all are dirty crabs. How I worded it earlier in the university Discord is that we are guests in V2 space, and we should absolutely respect that. So we are there to kick out some dirty trespassers while we're in there. If you want to go crabbing, there is Imperium space literally a few jumps away. If you want to take your main, for whatever reason, away from staging in a quiet time and do some crabbing, don't do it in B2 space. Just go back into Imperium space, it's not far. Or have it on one of your non-PvP alts back in Delve. There's no good reason to be crabbing, and ultimately it's going to be a busy as fuck area with a lot of people moving around looking for people doing stupid shit. So if you are crabbing, you're just going to die very, very quickly, and you're not going to end up hit positive at all.
We have no ratting rights there, so you're not even allowed to crab there. So it's like very simple. Also, don't crab in any capital while we're deployed.
Here's also an advice. Like, if you are crabbing in Delph while we are deployed, just join one of the standing fleets, like Kamo fleet standing, Esky scan standing, Amok standing, something like that. Like, don't be alone, because we're not gonna go and save you, probably.
Move up with suitcase, you can join the next move up as long as you have jump Cal 5. You can join the move up that's in 50 minutes.
Am I right in thinking you need to be in Crab Swarm together, Pings, if you're not in Cap Swarm?
We haven't sent Pings to Crab Swarm. You can just... any move up has capitals to move, so just join the move up and then that's okay.
So whilst I do have a wonderful audience here as well, for those of you guys who can't fly Doctrine ships, there is a still work in progress post that I put up, which is ships to bring but aren't vigils, because there is a epidemic of vigils rocking up on every single fleet that gets pinged out, where we've got like 20, 30 vigils. Vigils are great, but they are not that great. We do not need that many vigils in any one fleet. So I linked it on the initial ping when I put it out there, but it's basically a what ships can you bring if you absolutely can't fly Doctrine ships. Some of these you'll get SRP for, some of these you won't get SRP for, but they are infinitely more useful than just bringing a 30th vigil to the fleet. On the same vein, we are also handing out free frigates and destroyers out in staging as well. So get those if you need them, because they're completely free. And again, if you're bringing a ship that isn't a vigil, it's still going to be massively useful. And to be fair, vigils are useful. We just don't need 30 of them, because 30 of them will not have any more of an impact than three of them.
Oh, I like 10, ten is a nice number.
Destroyers are usually welcome, as long as you have a defender launcher for it as well.
Yeah, every one of our free ships package is going to hand out a defender missile destroyer as well.
Here's also some good advice. If you buy a ship in staging from contract, double check the contract always. Don't buy like a ship that costs you a couple bill because you didn't double check the contract.
Yeah, there's a reason. There's a reason I only have it in general one bill on my main, and have a money character. So if I need to pay something expensive, then I have to relock and transfer money.
Has anyone got the link to that post of how not to get scammed? I can't remember where it is.
The one of the 20 billion Cormoran, or whatever it was.
Yeah. Also, one thing is very nice. DO6 is pretty close to Jita. So Novu has already a rate up for like 310 or 315 is an entry. And I think ITL will soon have also their route ready to go. So it's pretty cheap to move stuff from Jita to staging. So just be aware of that. That if you have something, it's sometimes more easier to buy things in Jita than in 1DQ and move it there.
And cheaper as well. I'll link two posts in Elysium for ITL and Nofu. Like, I've moved out a fuck ton of Gooniverse's initial stock myself, but any resupplies, we're just going to use the shipping courier services because they are cheap and easy. And saves me taking another freighter on a move up and moving at 1.3 AU. Come on, guys, ask some questions. I can't waffle for a full hour.
Maybe I can then. I see pure blind. It was supposed to be a space for brave. Why there are so not enough structures of brave? I guess from what I can see, I have scouted around the systems and I don't see that many structures from brave. Did they all get destroyed by Horde and Fraternity?
There has happened a lot of shooting. Also, Brave has stated in one of their things that they're going to move to Fate. So they have not been adding a lot of new structures to Pure Blind.
Okay. This is a deployment of a defense or offense. Are we allowed to reinforce and attack the enemy structures?
Not at the moment. If you want to reinforce stuff and shoot stuff, etc., join skirmish commanders. And at one point there will be things when you are allowed to do things. But at the moment, we are focusing on moving, and reinforcing stuff can only be pretty is not useful now. And then next few days we want to move, and we have some goals we want to do. But after that, there will be options. But for now, no.
Any chance we're using Mallet Fleet?
No, we're using Hurricane Fleet. So that has the same support, but it doesn't have... It has the Hurricane instead of the Ferox.
Yeah, I just didn't know whether we should pack some Feroxes or not.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
There is a packing list in the forums. What ships you should bring.
Did y'all say that the Jita to staging route was already set up, or that's something that's going to be in the process?
Yeah, if you use Nofu, Nofu has it already set up. And ITL probably will have it in the next 2-3 days. So, and it's like a lot cheaper than moving from Jita to Wendigo.
Yeah, I just asked because I'm a returning player coming back.
Awesome.
And I'm in Cheetah right now, so I was just going to buy a bunch of stuff if that's an option.
Yeah, do that. And go to the S-Mart forum, and there you see Nofu, Northern Freight, Unlimited, and follow the instructions in that thing. They have the route set up already.
Okay, roger that. Thanks.
So I've never flown a Stictor before. Is there like a YouTube video somewhere that I can watch how to use them?
Not got a YouTube video, but we do run a class on them, which has a pretty decent write-up on it. But once things are settled, we will be running like things like Interdictor classes still out in staging. We're not going to be doing like our day-to-day classes, but we will run some more of the advanced stuff.
Okay, cool, thanks. Does that cover heavy interdictors too, or not?
Not heavy interdictors.
Yeah, that's what I'm flying for the first time.
I'll have a look, see if there's anything recent, but it looks like we're all old, to be fair.
Yeah, that's what I was running into.
On the new to Cap Swarm and haven't used or moved to Dread, so stick 100,000 of whatever isotope type that you need for your Dread, and then fill the rest with Strons. Something else, just going back to the when asking about Feroxes. So make sure you have got your Malat alt set up in Control Alt Delve. So that's going to be used for home defense. It's something we saw a lot of in the last war, was right before we had timers to hit or we were going to go out on big fleets, the enemy would hit Delve. So everyone would jump clone back to Delve, or in a lot of cases, because people weren't setting up their death clones properly, were death cloning back to Delve, burning their jump clones, whatever, so that we couldn't then form as effectively either for the home defense or for the strat op was coming up. So control op Delve is the countermeasure to that. It means that we don't have to burn our jump clones or self-destruct back home. We can jump into our Alpha Alt, jump into a Ferox, defend Delve, and still be fresh and good to go in the front lines as well.
And Mist already has announced that he wants wormholes to Delve and Fountain to start shooting stuff there again, so expect daily Mist fleets.
Tutato, I think that's how you pronounce your name. No, you don't need to buy the ships, so just have the alt in the alt core, skilled up, ready to go. I believe the powers that be will hand out ships as appropriate, or I'm not sure how that'll work, but it's gonna happen. Don't worry about buying ships. Another thing as well, just on the market side of things in Jita. So you can buy stuff really cheap in Jita and sell it at a reasonable profit. Don't go fucking over the market, but you can sell stuff at a good profit in war stagings as well. So if you want to make some ISK, having a look at what's on the market, what we're short of, particularly from a doctrine point of view, and shipping that stuff out, especially when it comes to like bombs, ammunition, stuff like that, from Jita to staging and selling them at a reasonable markup is a good way to make money and also help the war efforts as well. And it's pretty much infinitely scalable. If you've got 50 mil to start with, then buy 50 mil worth of stuff and sell it at 60. If you've got 6 mil, sell it for 7 mil. Any more specific questions? Come on, doesn't matter how stupid.
Yeah, this is stupid. What time do the strategic ops usually take place?
The ops will take place. You can find out two things. Sometimes we post up on the forums in the calendar, but sometimes it's also we need to farm quick, and we don't have like a planned up, but we farm in response of what the enemy does, and then there will just be a ping. So if we have the possibility, we will post an op on the forums, but if we don't, then we just ping a fleet and have you join it. So please be ready to join fleets whenever you can. And that's why it's also very important that we have the alts, keep them in DO6, ready to go. So you don't have to worry about that. Yeah, those kind of things, and you don't. Yeah, you're ready to go. You don't have to like burn your character from 1DQ there, or jump clone, or dead clone, and etc. So that's why it's very important with your main to stay in DO6.
Okay, thanks.
Save your login boosters as well, because they can be quite useful if you get the right ones.
I have a question. In the case of fleets, are all fleets SRPs?
You're in LAN, so I cannot make a statement about LAN. But in GSF, all strategic fleets are SRPs. For LAN, I think it is so, but I don't want to talk for your executive, so you have to talk within your alliance.
Okay.
I think we're hitting a natural lull already. But yeah, I'm going to be chilling these comms for the next half an hour or so until the next move op's pinged. So feel free to ask any questions throughout. At the moment, I'm just spinning my ships waiting for a move op anyway.
Yeah, I'm setting up the fleets for the move.
Is there any estimation how long it might take this deployment?
As long as we want it to take, we have no duration plan or anything like that. Also, that's not something we're if we have a duration plan, we're not going to tell you because that's something our enemy okay. really likes to know.
Right. So there is no objective that can be shared with the Alliance members.
As Escher already said, one of our objectives is to make sure we get rid about some enemy citadels in Pure Blind and Fate. So that's one of the goals, and for the rest, you just have to figure out.
Okay.
And it's not that we don't want to tell you, but I'm the director of the Black Hand, and I run our spy arc. And an enemy also has a spy arc, so it's more like, if I tell you, then and I tell here, there will be a spy in this comp, and that will relay that.
The high level decisions have to be known only to the high level people. That's what I understand.
It's just operational security.
Need to know.
Yeah, trust me, like, even the directors don't know everything that's going on. Like, it's stuff that is exclusive to the people who need to know it. But the most important objective is we were going to go out, have fun, and blow up some ships. That's what I'm deploying for.
Ezekiel boy.
How long have the move ops been taking? I've been on two so far, and they vary. It really depends on what's being moved and what the jump fatigue is, if it's escorting caps and not, but ring fence a good couple of hours for it. The good thing is about the move ops is if you need to get off halfway for a move op, you can dock up in one of the keep stars and then join a later move op from wherever you docked up. Go for your question, Geth.
Sure. So yeah, I'm on like day 4, and it seems like to fly a Doctrine ship, it'll take me some time before my first one, right? Like a week or two. What is like the most needed, if I'm looking at the Doctrine ship from the Alliance fittings, what would be like a good thing as my first thing to train up toward to be actually useful in, you know, in terms of categories, position in the fleet, etc.?
There's a few options you can go for. So if you want to go into something that can be used in most doctrines, then you want to look at interdictors and logic. You know, they're sort of the most universally transferable across doctrines. If you're looking for a specific doctrine, probably hurricanes are going to be the shortest train, I'd think.
Okay, cool. That's helpful. I just like being useful until I learn all the mechanics.
Yeah, I'll relink my little post that earlier as well, which is basically ships that you can bring before you're actually skilled into the doctrine, so stuff that's generally useful.
Yeah, those I've taken a look at. I can thankfully fly those, so I'll be some use, but got it. All right, I'll probably go to interdictors and logics and look at those fittings.
Gotta say, flying interdictors and assault frigates is probably the most fun I've ever had on fleets, because you mostly are there doing your own thing. Much better than just being in a DPS ship, sat there pressing F1 over and over again. Like, flying an assault frigate particularly, you are just there looking for 1v1 fights in the middle of a big fleet fight.
That does sound cool and sweet.
Or if you want to be a really annoying pest, you just bring E-War and fuck with a logic room. And I totally don't have a fuckload of griffins to hand out.
Bodies also get better SRP, and you get shoot blues, just saying.
When you say shoot blues, do you mean accidentally put your Horde drone onto a friendly?
I would never do that.
I've done that a lot.
Not yeah. saying it hasn't happened, not saying it has.
I mean, this steps away from the purpose of this being about the war and the deployment, but so I've got a doctrine that I like to take out in skirmish pings every now and then, which has the Logi is also the ship of the line, so it's a Vexor fleet. And it gives me so much anxiety every time I broadcast for reps, because I'm like, am I going to get shot at? Am I going to get reps? Who fucking knows? Only once got capped out by my fleet. Had like four fucking different people put their nukes onto me instead of the fucking reppers.
Are you sure that was an accident?
Probably not.
Never not shoot the FC.
FC's always primary.
I mean, I'm used to being shot by blues anyway. So here's one then. For people who don't have capitals, make sure you join the road trip channel on Jabber. So you can ask in your court for some SMA space in people's capital ships, save you flying out every single one of the ships on that packing list yourself. But if no one in your corp's got any spare space, just go on road trip. There's loads and loads of people who are willing to give up some of their SMA space or got some spare space, so you can throw a couple of your ships in there and then they'll just be delivered out to staging for you. It's not a free courier service in the sense that you should abuse it to take a few extra ships, but if you haven't got your own capitals, it's definitely a good option to go for rather than taking all the subcap moves.
Hurricane fleets, or rather, are hurricanes going to be a rather common ship in fleets now?
I mean, they're going to be common from the sense of they are on the packing list, so they're an option for FCs to use. You know, and I'm not an FC, so I can't say when exactly we're going to use them, but they are an option, so they're going to be used when it's appropriate.
Gotcha.
I can maybe get a little bit on top of that. Like, that's the skirmish commander heavy doctrine that we bring, right? So you will see some use as soon as we got settled in. Because skirmish commander have the option of flycatchers and hurricanes.
I'm just glad it's not piles of munitions.
Is it long live the hack? The hack is dead.
I refuse to train into a munin just out of pure hatred for the things, so I'm happy.
It's all about Zappy Boys.
Ah, here's something maybe also like that you should keep in mind. Don't overstick on ships. Like, if you buy ships on the stager, buy one ship that you need. Don't buy like 5-6 because that just strains our logistic lines, and then you have them sitting in hangars and other people can't use them basically, right?
Yeah, and just remember, every ship that you don't blow up, you're gonna have to move at some point.
I've got a question. I'm part of Rep Swarm. I've got myself Logis, and I've got myself Logis ship. Are all fleets with Logis?
I didn't catch the tail end of that question. If you could say it again.
So I'm part of Rep Swarm. Are all fleets using Logis? Because they're not always on the pings.
Nearly all fleets do use logistics. The link to the doctrine is going to be included in the ping and in the MOTD of the fleet. You'll want to click onto those to see which logistics ships are used, if any. But essentially, you will be using logistics ships unless you're on a self-bomber fleet. Pretty much everything else requires logistics.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, just on the use of caps as well, I know it hasn't been brought up as a question, but something that I'm sure most of you will probably still do, even though I'm going to say don't do it, but if you see a subcap fleet pinged, and you join that subcap fleet, and then you see a capital fleet pinged, don't drop the subcap fleet to jump into your dread. Like, have dread alts that you have on standby for this kind of stuff, but don't neglect the subcap fleets to jump into a dread fleet or a carrier fleet. Chances are, you're just going to sit in the staging station, spinning your dreadnought. Well, you can't even spin dreadnoughts anymore with the new hangar. So you're just going to be sat there looking at your ship. Subcap fleets need ships too. They're generally going to be fighting the bulk of the objective. And the capitals are there as an escalation point, usually. So if you're dropping, all you're doing is making it harder for us to win the fight.
Like, check your pings. When that happens, they probably will tell you what they prefer. If they really need more and more and more capitals, they will ping that.
PGL versus Villy Fleet when? I shall ping him now, but he's asleep, so. But I will ask him when there's going to be a PGL versus Villy Fleet. There is a recording of the State of the Union. I will grab it. And now I'm popping Elysium. Yeah, so all firesides get listed on the Goon Wiki. Logarm, you only get the executions when you fly the Gooniversity Executioner fit. You missed it, Colton. He pinged out a fleet earlier. He did bombers. It may seem mean, Rainer, Elrain, like, but we really do get an awful lot of vigils on every fleet. Like, a ridiculous amount. And vigils are useful. They have a purpose, but they also have a infinite mass, so to speak. So, you get too many vigils, they just stop being effective. Whereas you can replace those ships with plenty of other ships, including other T1 frigates, and they will be more effective than bringing your 30th vigil.
Bring a Rifter, shoot other small slings.
I was really tempted to bring a Rifter fleet, but they're so nerfed now, it's just not worth it. It's also worth noting, like, E-War frigates are great as your F2. Like, if you're flying a DPS as your main, you can quickly skill in one of your alts into a T1 E-War frigate, and then have fun with that whilst you're smashing F1 in tie-dye. And the good thing is, you don't even need to fly out your own T1 frigates. You can just request them from Gooniversity. So for those of you who are in 4S, I don't... Have we got any 4S? Yeah, we've got a couple of 4S people. So Mr. Hira from your corp has been building up the Gooniversity stockpile of frigates for the last, like, 3-4 months now. So we have got a lot of tackle any war frigates for you guys just to throw at the enemy.
If the fight's close enough by, you can get through several in one fleet. I did that in the last war.
Yeah, and any fleet I'm going to be on, I'm going to have my Gooniversity ult logged in, so I can just keep reshipping people. So if you're not in GS frigates, then, which is an in-game channel, then I recommend you join that one as well, because anyone who posts in there and say, hey, I just lost my XYZ frigate, they're going to get a new one straight away. During fleets that I'm on, anyway. I mean, we've got other handouts officers. I can't guarantee people are going to be online all the time. But certainly when I'm online, I will be there throwing frigates at people all day. Okay, I'm going to drop comms in about 5 minutes because I want to have a leg stretch and grab myself a coffee before the move up. So if there's any questions between now and then, fire them away. There's also, like I said, we've got Sonria, Jack here as well who can answer questions. But yeah, fire them out now. Otherwise, I'm going to start winding down before we wind back up again. Actually, I've been playing Eve for nearly 11 hours now.